Green Park Co-Housing has its design approvals. It has amendments to the land management code to accommodate the design. It has a number of families committed with an escrow amount, but when their financing fell through, they still needed to come up with $400,000 to purchase the land from the city by Friday. Daryl Finlayson, president of Green Park Co-Housing, says being this close with the possibility of it falling apart is very difficult.
The banks are not willing to loan us 100% of the money we would need to purchase the land and build the project. They're stating that's because of new federal regulations that have come into play that they have to comply. The banks are required to keep a lot more cash reserves for every dollar they loan. They would be willing to loan us money for the construction of the project if we had a certain amount of assets, cash assets, or if we owned the land up front. So essentially, the purchase price of the land that we've agreed on with the city is $400,000.
The city cannot carry the note with owner financing. He says the city has given the group all the extensions it can and has been accommodating.
Well, we haven't requested an additional extension because the last time we submitted a request, the city said, here you go, here's the deadline you want, but we will not grant you another extension. So that was made clear at the last extension.
Mary Ann Cohn, who has advocated for the group and hopes to be a resident of the co-housing project, says they've raised some money but are still looking for $250,000.
Well, the deadline is Friday. And like I say, we've talked to two banks, and that takes a long time, especially the second bank. It took, like 3 weeks before they said no. So that took, quite a chunk of our time that we might have come up with something. But with seven affordable units, it's very difficult to raise that kind of money. We have raised, with our earnest money, about $150,000. So really the goal would be $250,000 left.
The group is ready to begin building once it gets financing. Once the financing is in place, each homeowner would get individual financing to purchase their portion of the land plus the price of construction.
Basically, our business plan always was to not turn a profit. So the pricing of all the units would add up exactly to the cost of buying the land and the construction. So the individual member households would get their own financing to purchase their individual unit, and that money would add up to the purchase price of the land as well as the construction.
That's Daryl Finlayson, president of Green Park Co-Housing. If Friday comes and the financing isn't there, the project dies on the vine. The group is looking for any private financing that may be available. They ask that if anyone in the community has a solution, call Mary Ann Cohn at 435-659-9700. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.